Proclamation number 2496, dated the October 5th, 1942. Contact with the beyond. Willingness to give. Spiritualism. It is incomparably valuable to enter a state which results in contact with the spiritual kingdom, because only through such a connection is it possible to be guided into truth. And therefore it is, in fact, God's will that this contact shall be upheld as long as the human being strives for the truth. Only the desire for truth justifies such a connection, for the purpose of a connection from this side to the beyond is to convey the pure truth to earth. Nevertheless, every person believes that he wants the truth as soon as he makes contact with the beyond. But it is often only curiosity, hence, the desire to receive information about the kingdom of the beyond, without being aware of the task that the received knowledge should be passed on to uninformed fellow human beings. For he who receives shall give as well. If a person's selfish love is strongly accentuated, he will only accept the knowledge from the spiritual realm for himself. This does not correspond to God's will, for all actions and thoughts should be based on the commandment of neighborly love. A loving heart receives and distributes again what it receives. However, if a person is unwilling to give, he will also lose the right to receive gifts. If he nevertheless maintains contact with the beyond, there is no guarantee that he will receive pure truth, for then beings will also push close, which, on account of their selfish love, are still far removed from the truth. Hence, not all proclamations need to correspond to truth if they were received by a person who has not offered his service to God, that is, who has not declared to him his will to work for him and the distribution of the pure truth. This conscious intention to be of service to God protects the human being from untruthful spiritual gifts, for God only conveys the truth to earth for the purpose of distribution amongst humanity. The reception of spiritual gifts must be the result of a loving heart. Love for his fellow human being must first make the person capable and worthy of receiving spiritual gifts. But people with a very low degree of love can also establish contact with the beyond. They will also constantly receive messages from the spiritual kingdom, but these will always correspond to the being or the soul's degree of maturity of the person who establishes the connection. Every person having declared himself willing to receive messages from the spiritual kingdom will be taken possession of. All spiritual beings want to express themselves, and they do so according to their degree of maturity, that is, according to their knowledge. But the partition between truth and untruth is erected by the human being himself through the degree of his desire for truth. The desire of anyone striving for the pure truth will be met by bearers of truth, by beings of light which are united with God. They can only impart pure truth and also protect the recipient from accepting error, for they have so much strength that they can push all imperfect beings away from the vicinity of a person who only desires the truth and wants to receive it in order to distribute it to the human race living in darkness. Amen.